So right now, welcome to the program, Jeannie Allen, the Center for Education Reform, yes, to talk about, among other things, Georgia's Charter School Constitutional Amendment. You've been following that. It is proceeding in the Georgia legislature, House action last week. Jeannie Allen, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Sleepy, as I was indicating earlier, but otherwise good. I hope the same for you. The Center for Education Reform, who are you folks and what do you do?
CER is the nation's leading pioneer for substantive and structural change in education reform across the U.S. We've been around about 18 years, and we work with state and local communities to foster more and better educational opportunities for kids.
All right, and among those substantive and structural changes that a lot of people are talking about, charter schools here in Georgia and elsewhere. What's your position on charter schools?
Well,
I would assume it's that there should be more of them.
Well, you know, the Center for Education Reform was instrumental in helping and aiding many Georgia citizens and members of ours several years ago to actually enact a bill that would allow for other kinds of entities to start and open charter schools. School boards today in Georgia and throughout the country, many of them are very reform-minded and like to and understand the importance of constantly doing as much as they can to do better. But some don't. And so for a long time, school boards in the state of Georgia rejected out of hand and often arbitrarily applications to start schools for kids for whom the traditional public schools weren't meeting their needs. So there was a piece of legislation aimed at fixing that was modeled after best practices in about 17 other states, which essentially said we're going to create a different kind of board, still publicly accountable to the state, to be an impartial jury over charter school applications. The Georgia Charter School Commission came into existence. It reviewed applications for numerous entities that parents and teachers and citizens wanted to start. It approved about 12. And then, of course, as is wont to happen in this country, people sued.
And the state Supreme Court effectively shut them down.
The Supreme Court shut them down with a very bad review of the state's constitution.
And so where that stands now is the way you fix that legislatively is with a constitutional amendment, and that's what's making its way through the Georgia House and Senate. At some point, you as a voter might get to choose whether this state charter school commission is restructured and works under the umbrella of a constitutional amendment.
Yeah, I mean, it's essential that people understand that changing the that this is a clarification so that no one in the future can ever make such a bad, narrow interpretation. We have to remember that the state Supreme Court of all states, and definitely in Georgia, these are fallible people. These are people who are elected. They're not appointed because they're the best judge in the world. They're elected. And in fact, their election is coming up in July, and that's another area that we hope citizens recognize. You need to show up at the polls, even though it's July 2nd. And you probably need to drum out of town the state Supreme Court Chief Justice.
Okay, but in fairness to the state Supreme Court, Jeannie Allen, Center for Education Reform, as I understand it, and perhaps imperfectly, but as I understand what the state Supreme Court said was, look, the business of funding schools, charter or otherwise, the business of establishing schools, charter or otherwise, is not the business of some state commission. It's the business of local school systems. It's the business of local communities. It was, in effect, a local control ruling from the state Supreme Court.
The reality is, Tim, that you can interpret the Constitution that way if you really are looking for a narrow view. But the reality is that while school boards are absolutely in control of the schools under their purview in their district, nothing precludes the state legislature, which is the only legally binding policy board in the state, from creating other additional entities to serve the public. If in fact, better schools are in the public interest, which we can all agree, then the state Supreme Court should recognize that the legislature was created by the state's founders to do just that, to serve the public interest. And so whether or not you agree with their interpretation, the bottom line is it has to be fixed. And so the amendment right now simply clarifies that the legislature indeed does have that authority, as it does in 49 other states.
Jeannie Allen, the Center for Education Reform. Talk about the whole premise of charter schools for a moment. You've already touched on this, but the underlying philosophy is that with these schools that operate somewhat autonomously, somewhat independently, there's still some accountability, but as they operate with less constraint, shall we say, from some of the state regulations, that they're in a position to better serve their students, create more and better educated students. If that's the premise, why are we approaching it that way? Why not just fix the state regulations that are so burdensome and are so counterproductive?
Oh, we've been trying for more than 30 years to fix the state regulations. In fact, every single time we actually release local districts and schools from a handful of regulations, people don't even know that they're gone. The reality is we are working in a culture of public education where we've gotten so used to doing it the same way over and over and over again, and everyone wants to cover their back, that we look for rules to apply. And so charter schools were started almost 20 years ago now as a way to give public school educators and parents a license to dream and to put their ideas to work for our kids, not unlike the way public schools were first started in this country. But over time, we got farther and farther away of the essence of child-centered education. We created these larger and larger districts. They're more and more impersonal. And as a result, while some kids succeed and some schools do great, others fall through the cracks, even in the best schools. And then you have our worst-off urban areas where people think that poverty is an excuse for failure, and it's absolutely not. And so what we've seen over time is lots of flexibility with very high standards in place yields a great school that parents can best determine meets the needs of their kids. This is about not just great and effective schools, it's about parental choice over great effective schools, an aspect of education, Tim, that we've robbed parents of any control whatsoever in their child's life. We open our back door and we're supposed to send our kids to the zoned public school in our neighborhood. Why? Because it's zoned in our neighborhood. Because that's the way it's been.
Well, I mean, the philosophy being, or the goal being, and I always use this analogy, and I understand that it falls short, and a lot of people might even be offended by it, but the idea is that it's not supposed to matter in your school system which elementary school your kid goes to. There are, 10 or 12 elementary schools in Clark County where we are. It's not supposed to matter if he goes to school A or school B, in much the same way that going from one McDonald's to another isn't supposed to matter. You're supposed to get the same burger.
Of course it shouldn't matter, but the reality is that as long as you have a captive clientele, as long as nothing you do really good matters or nothing you do very bad matters, in other words, if kids can continue to fail and the school stays open, or if kids can continue to succeed and you don't get any more rewards, you don't get to expand, you don't get to offer your services to other people, there's something wrong with the concept.
Well, as a matter of fact, if you're the Ivy Academy in Gwinnett, you get shut down. So
for doing a great job for girls that need help, and because that you're in an area in Gwinnett County that Ivy Prep was a threat to the existing school district, and that's the way it's looked at throughout the country. There are school board fights with charter parents or people potentially trying to get change every day because school boards feel very defensive. They believe they're waking up every day doing their best job in managing the system. Teachers do. Of course they are. We're all doing our best job, but sometimes our best job doesn't work for all kids, and we need to learn how to change, how to innovate, and how to provide a product for kids today, not 3 years from now when we figure out what was wrong.
Jeannie Allen, the Center for Education Reform. We'll keep an eye on this. Again, this is making its way through the Georgia legislature, this proposed constitutional amendment on charter schools. We'll watch it closely. Jeannie Allen, as will you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Quick break. When we come back, Dr. Pat Moore, co-founder of Greenpeace. We'll talk Plant Vogel, Newsmaker Monday, continuing after this on News Talk 1340 WGAU.